5-minute intro.
Let me explain.
Please do. Enlighten me.
Yeah. It's planner.
You're not going to start doing accents now, are you?
No. Oh, that's an idea. Well, what we've got to do is, that's my sort of down south accent. But I got some questions.
You got some room, Sean. You gotta blow a bell while you're doing it.
Yeah. And we gotta go and get some gators.
Gators? Down the creek?
Just had a thought just then, just where I messaged you. Like, in the intro that we have for you and I, like, we talk about the what we're about in a sense, but I don't know if I really, I'd have to listen to it, but I'm not sure if I really, how much I addressed the why. And I was thinking of maybe doing an intro, doing two recordings. So the first one's like a 5-minute intro, or just a very brief. If someone's not sure about, you know, listen to the first one, it'd be, I don't know if you can make it number one, but either way, like why we do this. And I was thinking of maybe I should just do an intro and just do it.
But, just do it. Dive in head first.
Okay. So, all right. So, welcome. Can you hear the music in the background?
Nope.
Good. It's wise now, like it's nice. So, another accent. So welcome to a fireside chat. I thought, on reflecting on the chats we've been doing, I'm not sure if I've explained sort of, we've given an insight into, obviously, you and I, Linda, and certain things, but I'm talking to a few people and feedback and, you know, people's interests and challenges they're experiencing in today, or the way things are, or in today's, well, yeah, I'll edit that part out. With the challenges we're faced today, it's, I thought I'd give a bit more insight, a small extract into my approach and what I like to do. So everyone pretty much complicates everything. Like the complexities of mind can pretty much destroy yourself. Everyone destroys themselves by their own thoughts, their own thinking, their own belief, or limited or restricted thoughts. And that may be, there might be a lot within that scope, but it's like the same thoughts over and over. What I like to do, I feel it's important to share this. What I like to do is, I'm not a qualified professional. I've got my diploma in clinical, not in speech, obviously.
Brilliant little folks.
Yeah, I've got my diploma in clinical hypnosis, but I'm not a member of any board apart from that one that was years ago. So I'm not a therapist. I'm just someone that's very astute to questions that arise within. And this is based on absolute common sense. So what I tend to have a knack for, anyone that knows me, is when people get lost in the complexities of their thoughts, their thinking, my passion is asking specific questions to unravel the mind, unravel these entrapments of thinking. And this, I absolutely love this aspect. And it comes down to core understandings of self. And I really like to offer through my own experience what has worked for me and the pitfalls that haven't worked and some experiences, and sharing the entrapments and insights that I've discovered for myself. So I feel it's very important, or it's key to know that what I'm doing, why I'm doing it. So I love to unravel the mind. That is my absolute passion. I like to deepen our emotional understanding of things and mental understanding of things by asking the simplest of questions that most people would never consider. And it's when I speak to so many people, it's like, oh, yeah. Just it tends to resonate with what they're thinking. Most people are looking for a way through the entrapment of mind, and they just don't know. They don't know where to look. And it's like the mind is full of dominoes, and they're ready to fall if you're open to the possibility. And I absolutely love throwing questions out that rock those dominoes. And that is my absolute passion. So I feel it's important just to know where I'm coming from, and that I'm not a practicing psychotherapist, psychologist, or anything like that. I'm just a guy that's shared a lot of experience. I've spoken to psychs, I've spoken to different people, and I feel I'm able to offer a different viewpoint that can definitely that can alleviate suffering. And yeah, that's really what it's about. Do you think it's covered? Okay, I'll listen to it and I'll do another. I'll just see if it how it sits. But
yeah, I think that was good.
So don't believe what I say. Don't trust me. Find out for yourself. Ask the questions. Try and prove me wrong. And in trying to prove me wrong, you might discover something about yourself. And it doesn't mean you have to go my way or have my beliefs or practices or believe what I believe spiritually or anything else. None of that matters, really. It comes down to you trying to expand your own awareness, discover what your joys and passions are. And even if you discover something within yourself by trying to discredit me, and if you do it genuinely, and if you do it rather than, I'm not talking about extracting and making something up, I'm saying, look at, this is a holistic journey. It's looking at everything. So you may not like me, but if I can offer something that can challenge you to discover something within yourself, whether you like me or not, I'm happy. And that's what I'm all about. It's about not about getting people to like me or necessarily understand me or follow my way. And I don't go right into that because it's for me personally and for those close to me to discuss and share. So, but if you can expand your way, you don't have to like me once, as I mentioned. You don't have to like what I do or how I, or certain beliefs. You don't have to be threatened by any of that, because I'm not pushing any of that on anyone. All I'm offering is a simplified viewpoint or a question that can challenge and possibly unravel certain entrapments within you. That is it. And that is my passion. That's why I'm here. And I've been like this for years. Talk to any of my friends, they'll tell you the same. So so listen in and enjoy the journey and see what resonates, and just it's your choice what you take on. And it's something that, well, I don't know where to go from there, but that's basically it, isn't it?
Yeah.
So
yeah, it's good.
Maybe turn it off. So I hope you enjoy these recordings, and even if you take one thing from the whole lot, I'm happy. I'm a happy man. So good luck on your journey. I wish you the greatest happiness and fulfillment within. Whether you like me or not, it's irrelevant. Just we're here to change and impact the world, and everything has something to share. So I encourage everyone to find what that is. So, and hopefully, I don't know how to finish that off. So thanks again. Thanks again for listening in, and I hope you enjoy the podcast, and feel free to comment. Please leave out any negativity. We're here to help, not harm. So enjoy your journey. Bye for now. So yep. Maybe we should stop that one and start again.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
If you don't mind. And so, you can just stop the recording then. Can't you?
Yep.
Or can you?